This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
Jesus came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. John 10 and verse 10. He came so that we could believe in Him so that we would not die in our sins. John 8 and verse 24. He came to give us life and show us the way unto the Father. John chapter 14 and verse 6. But unfortunately, there are some that will choose not to take hold of that life, but rather accept an eternal sentence of damnation. Jesus tells us in John chapter 5 and verse 28, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming into which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life." The very reason why Jesus came, so that we could embrace Him, so that we could obey Him and accept the gospel, be baptized for the remission of our sins, make Him the author of our eternal salvation through obedience, Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9, and do exactly what He tells us to do in this life so that we can be judged righteously, so that we can have eternal life. But He says that there are some that have done evil and they will be resurrected unto damnation. It is unfortunate that there are those that will choose to live this life in a way that is contradictory to the will of God. Because Jesus tells us, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word which I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." John 12 and verse 48. There are some that are going to reject Jesus and reject His words, and by doing so are going to then allow their souls to enter into a judgment before God that will equate to their eternal damnation. It is unfortunate that there are those that will choose such a path. But that path is not something that just comes. It isn't something that is just flippantly chosen. No, it is a process. And the process involves many steps. And we're going to review those steps throughout this week. We're going to notice that the path of damnation first begins with deception. Then we're going to notice that it involves distraction, ultimately involving death, and then finally destruction. First, we're going to notice in today's lesson, the path of damnation begins with deception. You know, the devil, his mission is to lie. He is the father of lies, John 8 and verse 44. The one who is wielding all deception is the devil himself. And he thrives and loves to deceive man. And the very first portion of man being deceived involves the idea that man does not need God's word. That somehow man can have a relationship with God or have spiritual understanding or have a concept of eternal salvation or peace upon this earth without using God's word and living by it. But we see when we look to God's word that that is not the case, because we understand that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6 and verse 23. And we know that sin is a transgression of God's law, 1 John 3 and verse 4. And so if one is going to want to know how to avoid living a lifestyle of sin, he's going to need to know God's law so that he can know how to live a life that is not consistent with transgressing it. And so he's going to have to fill his heart, fill his mind with God's law so that he would not sin against God. Psalm 119 and verse 11, we learn that the psalmist is stating this very thing. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." God's law is being hid in his heart so that he would not sin against God. But see, that's not what Satan would have us to believe. Satan would cause us to fall to the deceptive idea that somehow we don't need God's word. We don't need God's law. We don't need to be concerned with living by it. And we can be right with God. No, that's not the case. If we want to live this life in a lifestyle that is free from the continuation of sin, then we're going to have to fill our minds with God's Word. Sure, we understand when we look at 1 John chapter 1 that there are going to be times when we indeed do a sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1 verse 8. So that very idea in and of itself is deceptive. The idea that somehow we can never sin. But at the same time, Jesus came so that we could be freed from the lifestyle of sin. Jesus tells us in John chapter 8 and verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Free from what? Free from living a lifestyle of sin, not letting sin reign in our mortal bodies any longer. Notice what Paul states to the Romans. Romans chapter 6 and verse 12, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof." Why would God tell us that we must not let sin reign in our mortal bodies if it is something that we are incapable of doing? No, Jesus came to set us free from sin reigning over us. There's a difference between transgressing the law of God by accident and by occasion versus living a lifestyle that is continuously in the transgression of God's law. Not seeking to walk in the light, 1 John 1 and verse 7, because it is seeking to walk in the light, seeking to live by the Word of God, which gives us light. "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path," Psalm 119 and 105. Walking in God's Word, living by God's Word, and yes, on occasion transgressing it, but the lifestyle is consisting of living in God's Word. That is where we have continual cleansing by the blood of Christ. 1 John 1 and verse 7. And so this idea that somehow we don't need to pay any attention to God's law because we're gonna sin, and so what's the point of even looking, is deceptive. We need to be filling our minds and our hearts with God's law so that we won't live a lifestyle of sin, so that we will not allow sin to reign in our mortal bodies. We understand that we cannot have a relationship with God without His Word, without abiding in His law. Such is deceptive. The idea that somehow give me the man, not the plan. The idea that somehow we can have Christ without having His Word is not consistent with His Word. Because His Word tells us, 2 John in verse 9, that if we transgress and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, that word transgresseth means to go beyond. Means to go onward. If we go beyond God's Word, if we transgress God's Word, if we abide not in the doctrine of Christ, we do not have God. But he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If we want a relationship with God, we don't need to be deceived that we don't need God's Word. That's deceptive. This is the beginning stages of the path of destruction. I don't need God's Word because I don't need to pay any attention to it in order not to sin. I don't need God's Word because I don't need to pay any attention to it in order to have a relationship with God. It's not true. I don't need God's Word to live spiritually. It's not true. Jesus tells Satan, when Satan is trying to deceive him, as we read in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus quotes Scripture. Jesus knew the book. He knew the Bible. Yes, He is God in the flesh, Matthew 1 and verse 23. But likewise, he was studying with the lawyers. He knew God's Word. He was familiar with God's Word. He understood the Old Testament, knew the Old Testament. And so here he is quoting the Scripture. Matthew 4 and verse 4, it is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." One cannot live spiritually without God's Word. One likewise will not reap everlasting life without sowing that which is everlasting in this life. Galatians 6 and verse 7, Paul states, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Well, if a man wants to reap eternal life and reap that which is eternal when eternity comes, he wants to reap eternal life, he wants to reap an eternal abode with God, then he's going to sow that which is eternal life, that which comes from God eternally, in this life, which is God's Word. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23 beginning, he says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. God's Word is not corruptible, which liveth and abideth forever." God's Word lives and abides forever. "For all flesh is as of grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." All that which is physical, it's all going to disappear. Another great attempt by Satan to deceive us, to think that we must cleave to the world, that we must hold on to all these things that are physical. We must care about iPads and electronics more than anything else because that's what is important. No, it's all going to vanish away. It's all going to disappear. It doesn't matter. So if we are sowing for our eternal souls only that which is physical and which is going to vanish away, then we're not going to reap everlasting life. But if we sow that which gives everlasting life, that which is going to abide forever, then we likewise will reap everlasting life. Notice verse 25 in 1 Peter chapter 1. "But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." What is the pathway to damnation? What is the very first step? Deception. Deception. Allowing ourselves to minimize the essentiality of God's Word in our life. We can become deceived in thinking that we don't need God's Word in order to live a life pleasing to Him. That sin is not important. God's Word teaches us otherwise. We can live this life thinking we don't need God's Word in order to have a relationship with God. But God's Word teaches us otherwise. We can live this life being deceived, thinking we don't need God's Word in order to live spiritually and understand spirituality. But God's Word teaches us otherwise. We can also live this life thinking that we don't need God's Word in order to reign and live eternally with God, having everlasting life. But God's Word teaches us otherwise. Are you on the pathway to damnation? If you are, you maybe began thinking and believing the deceptive lie of Satan that God's Word is not very important and obedience to it doesn't really matter. But when we look at God's Word, we see that God states otherwise. We see the essentiality and the importance of God's Word when it comes to our eternal souls. Are you being deceived? Are you on the pathway to damnation? If so, correct it before it's everlastingly too late.